Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of My Favorite Synths. Today, we're going to take a look at the Roland Juno 6. My favorite synths. Released in 1982, the Roland Juno 6 was an affordable, entry-level polysynth that was targeted at musicians who just wanted to play and didn't need the bells and whistles of the Jupiter 8. But the Juno 6 is not a cut-down version of the Jupiter 8. It is more like a six-voice polyphonic version of the SH-09 with a new stable digital oscillator, chorus, and an arpeggiator. It was soon followed by the Juno 60, which had the additions of patch memory and a DCB interface. And then there was the Juno 106, which had MIDI and a bunch of new features. I've been fortunate enough to experience all three over the years, and always find myself gravitating back to the Juno 6. This is actually the second one I've owned. I parted ways with my first one when I purchased a Juno 106, and after a few years, I sold the 106 and tracked down another Juno 6. It's an incredibly simple synthesizer that just gets the job done. I feel it sounds much tighter and punchier than some of the big polysynths of the time. I often get asked, what analog synth should be my first purchase? And this is my recommendation. The Juno 6 is the ultimate welcome to the world of synths without diving in too deep. This is actually the synth I use to explain how subtractive synthesis works when I present masterclasses. It's definitely a keeper for me, and I feel it's able to offer something unique within the big family of Roland synthesizers. The layout of the Juno 6 is divine. Everything is spaced out, easy to see, and within arm's reach. And it's actually color-coded. In red, we have the controls for sound creation. We have a low-frequency oscillator, the digitally controlled oscillator, a high-pass filter, a low-pass filter, voltage-controlled amplifier, and the envelope generator. In blue, we have the effects, which is the arpeggio and the famous Juno chorus. In white are the performance and master controls. There is a pitch bender and an LFO trigger, master volume, there's octave transpose, and above is key transpose and the hold function. The digitally controlled oscillator has three waveforms that can be selected individually. A pulse wave, which can be modulated manually, via the envelope, and via the LFO. That's my favorite. There is a sawtooth, and a sub-oscillator which can be introduced. This is a square wave that is one octave below the other waveforms. The waveforms can be combined and you can also mix in noise . Using digitally controlled oscillators has the advantage of stable tuning, but the sound does come across thinner and tinnier than previous Roland synths like the Jupiter 4 or 8, which used voltage controlled oscillators and had two instead of one. To counteract this, Roland cleverly included a chorus effect, which we will check out a little later. There is only one LFO that is used to modulate both the pulse width and oscillator pitch. It is fixed to a triangle wave that has controls for rate and delay time. The trigger can be automatic or manual via the LFO trigger button. The filter section contains a high-pass filter and a resonant low-pass filter for shaping the colour of the tone. The high-pass filter is continuously adjustable, which is an advantage over the Juno 60, which has four predetermined amounts. This is used to gradually remove low frequencies that you don't want in your sound. The low-pass filter is self-resonant, which means you can create all the bleeps and sweeps you desire. The frequency amount can be altered by the envelope, LFO, and keyboard amount. The polarity of the envelope can be inverted to create some more complex shapes in the sound. The VCA can be set to envelope or gate, which is key on, key off. The Juno 60 actually has an additional slider for the VCA level, which is quite handy for balancing out levels between patches. And you can also push sounds a little further and overdrive the circuits. It's not necessarily a downside to the 6, as you can just run it through some subtle saturation effects in post-processing. And another thing that is different on the Juno 60 is that all the controller movements are converted to digital to allow them to be recalled as sort of patches. And since there is no patch storage on the 6, the signal path remains 100% analog. Moving on to the envelope generator, there is just one in the Juno series, and it is the familiar attack, decay, sustain, and release. In my experience, this envelope is extremely snappy and you can get some really tight sounds. That's one of the reasons I prefer the 6 over the Juno 106. And it really shines when you activate the arpeggio. The arpeggio has three modes: up, up, down, and down. It can span a range of up to three octaves. The rate is set manually or via the external clock input on the back panel. I love setting the rate to 100% and playing chords. It's a really cool effect, and I've used this in a few tracks. There is a hold function that works with the arpeggiator on or off and just playing around. The key transpose allows transposition to any key. Transpose to any key you like. And you can do cool things like this when combined with the hold button. The bender can control the amount of pitch and frequency set by these two sliders. You can have combinations of both. And using the octave transpose is kind of like a traditional oscillator range selection. So, all up, you pretty much have everything you need to cover all the bread and butter analog polysynth sounds. When coming from a top-tier synth that has multiple voltage-controlled oscillators and additional envelopes and LFOs, you might be a bit disappointed with the sound. But this is where the chorus comes in to beef things up and create the iconic Juno sound. There are two selectable speeds, with the second being faster. And there's a hidden effect if you press both buttons together. Well, if you can get them together. And that's a tremolo effect. The chorus is analog, and you can hear it whooshing away even when you're not playing anything. I don't mind the noise, it adds to the charm, and you can filter some of the top end out in the mix if it really bothers you. I love creating moody pad sounds with the frequency dialed back. Well, let's have a play.
Bye.